Here's a thought I'll title, Too Much Faith. And this is a story I have to tell on myself, which is somewhat embarrassing, but it's hopefully a lesson that I can help other people prevent. And it started because I, like so many photographers, wanted to pursue excellence in every possible way that I could. And one of the ways that you can in the days of film was to use what was called a spot meter rather than an incident light meter. And so I bought a Pentax spot meter, and it was really a terrific tool, and it gave me accurate meter readings, etc. But Fred Picker decided that it wasn't good enough, that he could make a better version of a Pentax spot meter. And so in the new model of the Pentax spot meter, he made what he called a modified Pentax 1 degree spot meter that would give you incredibly accurate information, because instead of giving you color information, he put in some kind of filter that converted the light that was being measured by the light meter into accurate black and white tones rather than color. So it was specifically modified from Pentax's specifications in order to be useful, more accurate, etc., for black and white photographers. I bought one, and they were not inexpensive. It was a serious equipment purchase, but I bought one and took it with me to Japan in 1990. And it was a very slick device. It was highly engineered. Pentax had done a marvelous job of manufacturing it, and hopefully Fred Picker had done a marvelous job of improving it for black and white photographers with his modifications. So I used it with confidence. But unfortunately, I put too much faith in that bit of technology, because for reasons I never did fully understand, my version of that meter was defective. And I don't know if I bumped it or dropped it or if it got damaged in transit when I was flying to Japan or what. But when I got to Japan, it wasn't working accurately. It was still working. I could still turn it on. I could still get meter readings. But it was giving me information that would overexpose my film by 5 or 6 stops, which is a disaster. And I just blindly used that information. Of course, I had no way to know it was doing it except if I had been paying attention and realized that a 4-second exposure at F2.8 in broad daylight was probably too much light. But it never occurred to me that that was the case. And I had too much faith that this was an extraordinary piece of equipment that I could use with confidence. Until, I was probably at least halfway through the trip, lots and lots of negatives, badly exposed. And I had an opportunity to make an image, but I had to do it very, very quickly. So instead of using my yippy-skippy 1 degree spot meter, modified by Fred Picker, I instead used the Sunny 16 rule and just set the camera based on Sunny 16, 1 over the ASA. So I used 1/25th of a second at f/16. And it dawned on me, wait a minute. That's not even close to the meter readings I was getting with my very expensive spot meter. And so I took a few moments and I started metering things and then calculating the Sunny 16 rule. And I realized immediately that the spot meter was not giving me accurate information, that something somewhere had happened to the spot meter. So for the rest of the trip, I used the spot meter, and whatever it told me to use, I underexposed 6 more stops. And that gave me accurate exposures, and all of my Sunny 16 exposures were accurate. But all the ones that I used based on just accepting the information without question and without mental calculation and without common sense, all those negatives are just bulletproof and ruined. And like I say, about half of my trip to Japan was done that way. It's really too bad, but it was a great lesson for me in my youth to realize that equipment can fail and that the best way to use sophisticated equipment is by using it intelligently and with our minds fully engaged, instead of just accepting the information as it's spoon-fed to us by the technology, because the technology can fail. And ever since then, I've been very cautious to make sure that what I think is happening is what is actually happening. And much better to take a moment in the field and double-check your information than it is to just blindly proceed as though equipment will never fail, because sometimes it will.